Shalom Aleichem, welcome in. We're going to take a look at Parashas B'Shalach, Tavshin Pei. We're going to take a look at the comment of the Ramban on the significance of the man. The Torah tells us, Perek Tes Zayin, Parashas B'Shalach, it's exactly a month after Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's day 15 of the second month, Tesvav Iyar. And the Jewish people leave Elim, where there had been water and there had been fruit trees, and they come to the Sin Desert, Midbar Sin. It's in between Elim and Sinai. So they already left Elim, which had been comfortable. They're on the way to Sinai, ultimately to receive the Torah. In our terminology, this is the day after Pesach Sheni, Tesvav Iyar, and the Jewish people complain they have no food. Elonu kol das b'nei Yisrael Moshe v'al Aaron b'midbar. They say, why did you bring us out here to die in the desert? And Pasuk Dalet, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hineni mamtir lachem, lechem in Hashemayim. I'm going to rain down, I'm going to send down lechem from the heavens, bread, food from the heavens, V'yatzaha omba laktud v'yom v'yamo. And people will be able to Kali so, be able to go out every day and gather food. Lema'an anasenu hayelech b'sarasi imlo. That final phrase. So that I can give them nisyonos. Will they follow my Torah or not? And the psukim go on to say in the next pasuk, Be'yom ha'shishi yechinas v'shayavil. Mishneh ala shayil ketu yom yom. And Friday will be special. Friday you're going to get double, and Friday will be a day of being meichin for Shabbos. What does that phrase mean at the end of Pasuk Dalet? Hashem explains he's going to send man down. Jewish people collect it every day. Lema'an anasenu. So that, Hashem says, I can test Klal Yisrael. I can provide Klal Yisrael with a nisayon. Hayelech b'sarasi imlo. Will Klal Yisrael follow Hashem's Torah or not? What nisayon, what Torah? So Rashi says, let's see, and this is Ramban quotes this. Here we are in Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Dal. If you're looking into the Ramban, he has several comments on the Pasuk. So this is the third paragraph. Dibra Hamaschil, Lema'an Anasenu Hayelech Bisarasi. He begins by quoting Rashi. Rashi understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, let's see, Im Yeshbru Mitzvos HaTzlios Bo. Let's see if the Jewish people will succeed in keeping the mitzvahs that have to do with the man. What are the mitzvahs of the man? Number one, you can't leave over for the next day. And number two, that you don't go out on Shabbos to collect, because it's double will fall. The Shabbos portion will fall on Friday. Lashon Rashi. That's how Rashi understood it. So the lechem in Hashamayim, as Rav Shavel points out, according to Rashi, the lechem in Hashamayim will be the driver of the nisayon. How will they handle this lechem in Hashamayim? Will they follow the rules that are associated with the month? Ve'einenu nachon, the Rabban says, I don't think that's correct. What's the nisayon? The nisayon is not you keep Hilchos Haman. Aval hu kemo sha'amar, ha'machil chaman ba'midbar asher liyedun avosecha. So you look into Chumash Devarim, 39 years later, almost 40 years later, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the final drasha to Klal Yisrael. And he says, don't you remember that all through these years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fed you man, shelo yadu'un avosecha, earlier generations never knew of this man, leman anoscha, leman nasosecha, lehetivcha b'achrizecha. It's going to be a struggle, it's going to be nisayon, and there will be goodness at the end. So what's the nisayon there? There it's definitely not a stress on the Hilchos Haman. Rabban says the nisayon over there is the nisayon over here. The larger nisayon of the man, nisayon hu lahem shelo haya biyada mazon. The nisayon was that they had no food in hand. I mean, they got man every day, but they didn't have mazon biyadam. They had no reserves. Lo ya ra'ulahem, lo ra'ulahem eitza. They had no backup plan. There was no other solution. Rak haman. All they had was this man, which they did not know of beforehand, before the man started falling. This wasn't a pre-existing item. And they didn't hear, there was no masorah, they weren't raised to understand this concept of man. This was new. Not only was it new, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided the man on a day-to-day basis. There was no leftovers. The im kol ze shamu'ul alachas acharei Hashem lo mekom lachem. And despite that challenge, Kalal Yisrael chose to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't try to dart off to a civilization where there would be more ready stores of food. Kacha, the kacha amar lehem, and this is what the Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them in Chumash Dvarim. V'zachartas kol ader shara lichacha, Hashem lokecha zera bar misham b'midbar. Remember this whole long 40-year trail in the desert. L'man oscha, l'man ososecha, l'adas asher b'lovecha. Sheshmur mitzosavim lo. The Pasuk says there, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us on a very lengthy trip, a very lengthy journey, and it became clear, were we on board or not? There was civilization not that far away. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have, we were traveling for 40 years, it wasn't a rush. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have taken us a more circuitous route that would have taken us closer to civilization. But it was Bechavana, as the Pesukim there say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Bechavana. Holicham Bamidbar Nachash Sarfi Akra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us into the wilderness, far from civilization. Shloha Yilahem Lechem Rak Min HaShemayim Drayom B'yomo. We only got food from the Shemayim, and only on a day-by-day basis. L'naso Sam. That was the Nisayon, the Rabban says. He says, Nisayon wasn't the specifics of... would we go out and shop as to pick? Or would I leave over for tomorrow? In terms of the specifics of following Hilchos Haman. Nisayon was that we knew that if we're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we're very, very dependent and we have no backup. Or we could cut away and not follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trail and head to civilization. And Klal Yisrael, fascinating Ramban, Klal Yisrael followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, so this, I think a couple of pieces to think about here. Number one is it's an incredibly positive take on Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. And when we look at Chumash, you know, we often see a string of failures. We say, the Dor HaMidbar, Chet after Chet after Chet after Chet, Avera after Avera, seems like such a string of failures. Rabban is pointing out it is true that at different points in time there were different episodes when many of Klal Yisrael behaved inappropriately. But it's important to realize that there was a one big Nisayon that carried through all 40 years in the Midbar, and Klal Yisrael succeeded past that Nisayon with flying colors. That is the Nisayon of sticking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trail instead of veering off and heading to civilization to have a more steady supply of food. It could be, the truth is, I don't think he quotes this pasuk here. But a pasuk that's famous to us, from the Vim Acharonim, Zacharti lachesed nurayach avas klulo soyach, lechtech acharei b'amidbar b'eretz lo zeruah. A pasuk that's famous to us from the Malchus Zichronos and Shofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I remember, Zichronos, I remember the way Klal Yisrael acted in our youth, in the beginning of our marriage, so to speak, when we were newlyweds with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avas klul lo soyach, lech techach ha-midbar, you followed me in the desert. Be'eretz lo zeruah, a land that was not planted, it was not arable, or in the wilderness. So what's beyond that pasuk? You know, and we might ask the same question. The pasuk is giving such a positive spin on Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. You look in Chumash, and we see avera after avera, failure after failure. So I think the Ramban is here is the key. It is true there were episodes of failure. There were episodes of kishalon. But overwhelmingly, day after day, year after year, for four decades, Klal Yisrael was all made in the longest nisayon, which was sticking with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's trail. And that's exactly what that Pasuk Yirmiyahu was saying. Lechtech achar b'midbar eretz lo zeruah. We were willing to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avas kelul asayich, chesed nuraich. And we went with him, and we stuck with him. And that's very powerful. The truth is that's, we've discussed in other contexts, that perspective, that sort of perspective is an important perspective in human relationships as well. We discussed in the past Rabbeinu Bachaye and in 2 weeks from now, Parshas Mishpatim, commenting on the Kelev and the Pasuk of Trefa, the Das Kei Baya Tosfos in Parshas Mishpatim comment that very often we focus on moments when people fail us rather than the long stretches of time, the vast majority of the time, when they're there for us. People who are there for us on a steady basis, we tend in our minds to sort of downplay and ignore, you know, the day after day consistent care that we receive. And we tend to a perceptual bias. We tend to notice more the rare moments when they're not there for us. And the Hakaras HaTov is not in proportion. The truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was modeling that for us in that Pasuk Yirmiyahu. When you put the pieces together, that Rabban's pointing out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a great Nisayon, a 40-year-long Nisayon we passed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Zacharti lach chasin reich avos kol hazayach. I do notice the fact that day after day, month after month, decade after decade, Klal Yisrael stuck with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 years in the desert. It's true there were moments of failure, and those moments of failure were addressed. They were discussed, and they were addressed, and there was a response. But overall, it was great success. And the Rabban says, where's all that come from? This Pasuk in Parshas Tishlach. L'man anasenu. I'm taking them into the desert. I'm taking them into the desert. In other words, what's the Nisayon of the man? Rabban says, not that the man itself was a Nisayon. The Nisayon was you're going to be in a place where all you'll have is man. It's going to be the sort of place where you'll need man. There won't be normal stores of food. And that's a Nisayon. That's a Nisayon. To be able to have that sort of bitachon, to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, and there HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael explicitly, I'm going to take care of you. Here are the rules. One could add perhaps another layer here as well. The Ramban presents himself as arguing with Rashi. Perhaps one could argue that Rashi agrees with Ramban. Now the Ramban presents that Rashi is looking at the pasuk technically. You know, are you going to keep the hills of Haman? Are you keep all the rules and regulations? That's Rashi. Ramban says, no, it means the Nisayon of following a Kadosh Baruch in the Midbar, where what you need to rely on is Man. It could be that Rashi means that as well. Here we come to an important nuance in terms of appreciating time of the Krah. It's true that Rashi is talking about particular halachos, particular halachic details that the Jews had while they were in the Midbar, temporary halachic details on how you handle the man. But those halachic details are anything but merely technical. What are those dinim? That you don't leave man over for the next day and that you don't go out on Shabbos to collect. Those aren't in coincidental details. Those details are actually give expression to the concept the Rabban is talking about. The notion that, number one, you can't leave man for the next day. The point of that halachic detail is exactly this, to ensure that the man would be providing Klal Yisrael with this sort of nisayon of bitachon. You're not going to have anything left over for tomorrow. You're not even going to have man. Forget about it. Harvesting, farming. You're not even going to have man left over for tomorrow. So that technical din that Rashi quotes, that's an aspect of this larger Nisayon of Bitachon. And the other aspect Rashi quotes as well, Lo Yotzu B'Shabbos L'Kot, that Shabbos you take off L'Gamrei, that too, throughout the generations, practicing self-restraint on Shabbos and not be Mechal Shabbos in order to have a more secure parnasa, that's a very powerful expression of this nisayon. As a matter of fact, let's add another level to that. This parsha of the man is also a parsha of Shabbos. Let's close with the following idea. And this is the first time that Shabbos is mentioned in Chumash Mos. Shabbos obviously appeared in Chumash Bereishis, in Parshas Bereishis, at the end of the Sheshet Zimei HaMaaser. But this is the first major presentation of Shabbos in Chumash Shemos. We've had the chance maybe to talk at other times at the fact that Sefer Shemos seems to be the central locus, the central address in Chumash for Shabbos. The three major parshios Hamoados, the three major parshios of the Yomim Tovim, are in Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Dvarim. Parshas Amor in Chumash Vayikra, Parshas Pinchas in Chumash Bamidbar, and Parshas Re'eh in Chumash Dvarim. The Yomim Tovim are not as stressed over the course of Chumash Mos, other than obviously some stress on Pesach and Parshas Bo. But the Parshas Hamod, major Parshas Hamod in Marvayikra and Chumash and Vayikra Bamidbar Dvarim. Shemos contains a lot of stress on Shabbos, a tremendous amount of stress on Shabbos. It's mentioned many times, and there are four major parashios of Shabbos in Chumash Shemos alone. Vishalach, Yisro, Kisisa, and Vayakel. Yisro, next week's parasha, you have Shabbos in Aseres HaDibros, and that's both Zachar Sama Shabbos Lakacho, the Mitzvah Saseh of Kiddush, as well as the Easter Melacha. Vayakel gives more detail in terms of the Isra Melacha. Vayakel is where the Torah puts Shabbos and Mishkan side by side, and that becomes the paradigm for figuring out what are these Melachos. They are the 39 Melachos that were used in the construction of the Mishkan. You can't do them on Shabbos. That's rooted in Vayakel. Kisisa, as the Brisker Rav explains beautifully in his comments on Parshas Kisisa, Kisisa Torah is stressing, it's for Shomrei Yisrael on Shabbos, so we say in Shabbos morning Kiddush, it's the stress on Shabbos as an oath between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Brisker Rav seems to say it's a stress on Zechel Maaseh Bereishis and Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. So those are the other three parshios of Shabbos in Chumash Shemos. Yisrael, Kisisa, Vayakel, Zachar, the Kiddush, Melacha, the details of Melacha, Shabbos as an os. How about Shabbos in Beshalach? The first time Shabbos appears in Chumash Shemos. The first presentation of Shabbos to Klal Yisrael was in the context of the man. And that's fascinating. The first Hilcha Shabbos that Klal Yisrael had, they're described in Torah Shabbos Zav, is the Hilchus Haman, that you cannot collect man on Shabbos. What does that tell me? I think two things. Number one, Klal Yisrael meets Shabbos first as a reality. It wasn't only halachas of what we can and cannot do, but it was a reality. Shabbos came and no man fell. And they come to Moshe Rabbeinu, and what happens is, oh, because it's Shabbos today. It's not just we are expected to act differently. Shabbos is different. The world is different on Shabbos. Shabbos is a reality. That was Klal Yisrael's first encounter with Shabbos. And the first halachos that the Torah describes them as having to keep have to do with the man. And have to do with this core concept, which Ramban sees as the nisayon of the man, the nisayon of the midbar. Is the ability to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be here, even though it's less financially secure. If that's what that's expecting me, that's where I'm going to go. I'm not going to pick mun throughout the week. If we left mun overnight, it spoiled by the morning. But now we're going to leave mun over, and we're not going to go out tomorrow to pick, and that's going to work. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us in that way. And that becomes the paradigm for Shabbos throughout the generations. Yisro and Vayakel describe the halachas of Shabbos. Kiddush, Melacha, Lamatas, Melachas. Kisisa speaks about Shabbos as an oath between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Beshalach is already presenting Shabbos as one of the ways, perhaps, that we're mamshich the midbar. We keep a little bit of the midbar living with us throughout all generations by keeping Shabbos. Not only do we present the challah covered and a double challah to remind us of the man in the midbar. But Shabbos particularly, man fell every day. We make a zecher to man on Shabbos because Shabbos throughout the generations, the theme of Shabbos is the theme of man. The theme of Shabbos is that we're going to live the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live, even if we feel, you know, if we would leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trail, we could be a little more secure. In the midbar, if we would have left HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trail, we could have headed to civilization, could have found a city, a town, a farm, where we would have food that we know we could rely on for tomorrow, for next week, and for next month. But we kept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trail. And that's Shabbos. I'm not gonna go in. I'm not gonna work. I'm not gonna think about it. I'm not gonna plan. I'm not gonna respond to the emails. I'm gonna put that aside. I'm gonna put that aside over the course of Shabbos. I'm gonna follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trail. Even though it seems like, you know, the other side, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. If I was over there, there'll be more financial security. I'm gonna have the emunah and bitachon to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trail. Every Shabbos is a chance to reconnect to the great success, as Ramban said, the great successful nisayon of Klal Yisrael in the 40 years in the Midbar, the chesed nuarech avos kul osayach, the sticking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trail, every single Shabbos, we reconnect with that, and that perhaps is why the Hilchos HaMan that the Rashi quotes, both of them have to do with the theme of the Man, not leaving over for tomorrow, and then keeping Man specially on Shabbos. Have a marvelous day, a marvelous week, Rabbosai. We'll be in touch.